The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Now it's time to think and discern. This is Bob Burney Live.
And welcome to the 4 o'clock hour of Bob Burney Live. Thank you for joining me. I'm telling you, folks, some people just can't take the hint. You ignore them, you hang up on them, and they just keep coming back. Paul in Grove City. I thought we were rid of you, Paul.
Bob, I really thought we were friends. Man, what in the world?
Well, it wasn't on our end. You must have gotten mad and hung up on me.
Yeah, I mean, if you just didn't want to talk to me, just say so and be done with it, you know. So.
Yeah, I'd say the same thing. Hey, I don't know what happened, man. I apologize, but you just went away. You were talking, and then you just went away.
Yeah, I was looking and seeing your name, but with all that said,
I think it was the FBI, Paul. I think they were afraid you were going to divulge your secret location, your secret identity, and the witness protection plan. So I think they just cut you off.
Hey, you were talking in your first segment there about award or video games,
yeah,
and such, and I probably would agree with you on that, but. What is your solution? Because we're not going to be able to get rid of video games. But with that being said, though, let me get into the second part with our president. You know, he's wanting to put more laws on the books. We know guns, you're not going to get rid of guns.
No.
And it's not the guns that's the problem. You know, it's just kind of the same thing, if I can connect the dots here, Bob. You know, with the video games, it's not the video games. It's people watch them and what they're getting from the video games, and it's not the guns, it's the people behind the guns. I mean, is that making sense? I know.
Sure, it does. It's like, and this is not original to me, somebody else used this illustration, but it's true. The way to handle drunk driving is to take everybody's car away. You know, because a few people get drunk, get behind the wheel, and kill people. Thousands of people die because of drunk driving every year. So the way we deal with that is to blame it on the car, and so we just take everybody's car away. Well, no one would tolerate that, but it's the same reasoning. There are millions of guns in America, and 99.999% of those guns are owned by responsible people and never cause a problem. And as you pointed out, it's a heart problem, Paul. It's a heart problem. Our country as a whole has rejected God and embraced darkness. And I will disagree with you on something. You say, well, we can't take the violent video games away. I think we can. I mean, we have had the laws on the books for obscenity and pornography. We don't enforce them any longer. But we have it because we believe it is damaging. It is harmful. Violent video games, I believe, and this is me, should be regulated. I really do, because they're harmful. They hurt people. I am convinced of that. So I think they can be regulated, and I think they should be regulated.
Yeah, you're saying kids just can't walk in and just, nonchalantly get any video. You're saying you're going to put a restriction on.
Yes.
Sorry.
Yes. Yeah. I don't know that adults should be allowed to have some of these video games where the main purpose is to blow people away in the most bloody, gory, ghastly way imaginable. Why is that protected by the Constitution? And I know that a whole lot of people, probably the majority of my audience, disagrees with me on that. But where is there a constitutional right to play a video game where the main purpose is to murder, kill, and destroy people in bloody, gory, ultra-realistic manners? You know?
Yeah. I know what you're
my opinion.
There, yeah.
That is my opinion, and I know that I'm in the small minority, but that's okay.
But again, what is your answer though back to the gun issue, as far as and with aside from getting people to understand what you know life the importance of life. I mean, getting them into the church, getting them reading the Bible. I mean,
the ultimate answer is spiritual. That's the ultimate answer. However, I don't believe the Second Amendment is absolute. In other words, I don't think every single person in America has a right to own a weapon. Felons are not allowed, okay? They have a felony record, they're not allowed to have a weapon. People have a history of mental illness and violence. I don't believe have a right to own a weapon. So just like with automobiles and cars, and I realize that's not covered by the Second Amendment, but there are a lot of people that are not allowed to drive for obvious reasons. And I don't have the answer, Paul. I'm not smart enough, and I'm just being really honest. I'm not smart enough to know the answer, but evidently this young man, 19 years old, has a history of violence, and police had been warned that this kid could do something violent.
Oh, boy.
Okay?
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, how far do we go in removing guns and weapons from people who have the potential to be violent? It's a really, really tough question, Paul. And I don't have the answer, but we better find it, you know?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I totally agree, Bob. All right. I'm going to let you go, my buddy.
All right, Paul. Always good to talk to you. Have a great weekend. I hope you have wonderful services in your church this weekend.
Yes, sir. You the same.
All right.
God bless you.
God bless you, buddy. Paul. Bye-bye. Speaking of church this weekend, Joy and I will be at Central Baptist Church down on the south side of Columbus on Frank Road this Sunday. In fact, for the next three Sundays, the pastor is in Africa on a missions trip. And we have the privilege of being there for the next three Sundays, beginning this Sunday, Sunday morning, Central Baptist, Frank Road, in their morning service. And we can't wait. We love this church and just count it a real privilege to be there. Now, if you have a good Bible-believing church, that's where you should be this Sunday. But if not, check it out. Central Baptist Church on Frank Road, down on the south side of Columbus. And we will be there in the morning service for the next three Sunday mornings. Love to see you. And if you would come and visit, please make sure Joy and I have the privilege of meeting you and getting acquainted with you. All right? All right, we're going to take a quick break. It's Open Phone Friday. Give me a call, 877-BOB-LIVE.
Talk radio that makes a difference.
Makes a difference.
This is Bob Burney Live.
It's Friday on Bob Burney Live. Waiting for your phone calls. 877-BOB-LIVE, 877-262-5483. Speaking of that phone number, something brand new. And I mean brand new. This is breaking news. I am on the air Monday through Friday, 3:30 to 6. And until now, and I mean now, if you called our number 877-BOB-LIVE before 3:30 or after 6 o'clock, nobody's going to answer. Until now. Before we go on the air and immediately after we go on the air, we now have voicemail available. It automatically kicks in the minute we sign off, and it disconnects the minute we sign on. So 24 hours a day, you can call and leave a message. I have heard from so many people, "Bob, I listen to your program all the time, but I've never called because I'm afraid to go on the air." Well, here's an opportunity to express yourself, leave messages. You can leave compliments. I'm always open to those. You can leave complaints. You can leave any message that you want. You can leave prayer requests. But here's the deal. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, you can now call 877-BOB-LIVE, 877-262-5483. And you can leave a voicemail. Now, please keep them short. Keep them clean. I absolutely insist on that. Keep them short. Keep them clean. And please understand, if you leave a voicemail, it could be used on the air. And you will receive a message before you leave your voicemail alerting you to that fact, telling you if you leave a voicemail, it could be used on the air. I would prefer that you leave your name, not last name, just first name. But you don't have to. If you want to be, I don't take anonymous phone calls on the air. I don't, never have. In all of these years, I think I've taken maybe two or three anonymous phone calls. It was something just incredibly unusual, unique, and important. And a person said, "I got to get on the air and talk about it, but I can't give my name." But in this case, I would prefer that you leave your first name. Don't give me your last name unless you just want to. But you don't have to. So this is brand new. So we'll go off the air at 6 o'clock. At 6:01, you can call 877-BOB-LIVE, 877-262-5483, and leave a message. Sunday afternoon at 3 o'clock, you can call 877-BOB-LIVE, leave a message. Saturday night at 11 o'clock, you can call 877-BOB-LIVE, and leave a message. I would love to hear from you. I really would. So it'll be interesting to see who are the first listeners to leave some voice messages beginning tonight. So again, while we're on the air, if you call that number, 877-BOB-LIVE, Jeff is going to answer. But if you call at 3:29, it'll go to voicemail. If you call at 6:01, it'll go into voicemail. So I think it's going to be fun. I'm really excited about this. I am excited to hear from you. And if you got a complaint, well, you can call and leave your complaint. Please be short. Please be clean. And know that it could be used on the air. More Ohio news. The Senate campaign here in Ohio is really heating up, particularly on the Republican side, to replace Rob Portman, who is not going to seek re-election. I won't say that. I won't go there. The prime candidate on the Democrat side was to be Dr. Amy Acton, and she withdrew her name. There are a couple of others that have said they might throw their hat in the ring on the Democrat side. But on the Republican side, We've got Josh Mandel, former state treasurer here in the state of Ohio. He ran in the last senatorial campaign, but before the vote, before the election, he withdrew. He withdrew to take care of his wife, who was ill at that time. He is running again. But the newest person, a non-politician, a very wealthy businessman who is being likened to Donald Trump, is Bernie Moreno. Bernie Moreno. He made his millions first as a luxury car dealer up in Cleveland. We're talking very high-end luxury cars. Bernie Moreno. Then, I don't know whether he still owns the car dealerships or not, but then he started a company called Blockchain, which is a high-tech company, and he is the chief executive of that. So he's never run for office before, but has announced that he's going to run for Senate. Bernie Moreno, I'm going to try to get him for an interview sometime soon. But here's the big news. Kellyanne Conway has joined his campaign. Yeah, the former Donald Trump campaign manager and former White House counselor Kellyanne Conway has joined the U.S. Senate campaign of Bernie Moreno. A pretty heavy hitter for someone who has never been in politics before. In announcing that she was going to become involved in the campaign, she said that Moreno is not a politician. Quote, he's a conservative, a political outsider, and a successful businessman, just like Donald J. Trump. He has lived the American dream and wishes to protect it for future generations. So he is being portrayed as a Trump-like candidate. But never forget, whatever you put on social media will come back. NBC News has already discovered tweets from Bernie Moreno back in 2016, where he called Donald Trump a lunatic and a maniac. Yeah. So he is now trying to run in the shoes of Donald Trump that, again, it was 2016. A lot of people were calling Trump a lunatic and a maniac. I didn't call him a lunatic or a maniac. Back during the primary season, 2015, 2016, I called him a buffoon with bad hair. I did. Changed my opinion. I did. So that Senate campaign, if you're a political junkie at all, is going to be fascinating to watch. And I predict it's going to get down and dirty on both sides, the Republicans and the Democrats.